We got thrown on a gig with some guys in Fargo. Never met before. We all were hanging out. Tim hadn't arrived yet. It was two other guitarists, and Tim showed up, and they started working on stuff, and he said, "I don't know you, man, but you can take the afternoon off. We're going to work on these tunes." And I was like, "Man, who's this guy?" You know, Tim Sparks. At the time, I was just a fan of his music. I had never met him. So I came back later that afternoon, and they had rehearsed, and it was time for the gig. So we set up and played, and I think we were about a tune or two in. He turned around, and he's like, "All right." And then we played the rest of the gig, and then afterwards, we had a laugh about it and talked for a while. And fast forward about a year later, Tim moved. He relocated from Detroit Lakes, I think, to Minneapolis. And he hit me up. He's like, "Hey, man, I'm in town." And I'm like, "You want a million gigs? You know, I play all the time, and I'd be happy to start playing with you if you want to work and play some music." And he's like, "Yeah, for sure." So, you know, that was 3 years ago or something like that. So,
the fact that you both have eclectic backgrounds in music has really served you well. You might have started with more jazz in your repertoire, but with James curating the music at the Ice House, where your CD event will be taking place, you realize that the crowds liked a more varied approach than just one genre. So you turned more to pop music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yeah, for example, the we do the John Lennon tune, If I Fail For You, which I learned because it's one of my wife's favorite songs. It's always good to, you know, honor that. And it's a great tune. It's a complicated tune to play.
So it satisfies listeners because it's a familiar tune, and it satisfies you because it kind of invites the jazz attitude.
Yeah, you have to have a jazz attitude to embrace it and play it in a jazz way. We came up with some pretty interesting harmonic solutions to make that tune work.
Speaking with bass player James Buckley and guitarist Tim Sparks, and their CD release event will be at the Ice House in Minneapolis on January 24th at 7 p.m. When you play, it's not like there's a guitar and a bass backing it. It's more like there's a dialogue between the two. And you two suggested to illustrate that something called Last Date, the old Floyd Kramer country piano thing.
Yeah, and what I love about this tune is if you hear sections of it, you can hear there's these distinct phrases, because I pretty much play the arrangement of the piano arrangement on my guitar, but then there's these big spaces, and rather than just have James play the bass, let him like answer the phrases, you know, with what comes to his imagination. So that it's beautiful the way it sounds, the way what he does with it.
it allows a three-composed song to kind of evolve and tell a story more than just the basic arrangement of the song.
CD, when you heard the playback, what were your reactions?
You never really hear yourself when you're playing the same way you do when you hear it played back, you know. We did it at Wild Sound with Steve Call engineering it, and basically I was just amazed at how good he made us sound.
My reaction to the recording, though, hearing it back, my first reaction was, wow, we did that? It was a great experience.
The music on this recording we've done is really a memoir of some really great times we've had playing, and also the people who've shared it. And we just really want to have a nice evening with people that have been part of this music, and let them all come down and have a CD and check it out and appreciate it.
It's definitely the us celebrating the last 3 years, getting to play music at that awesome bar. We're hoping a lot of the community will come out and celebrate that with us.
The new CD by Tim Sparks and James Buckley is called Jukebox Dreaming, and the release event is at the Ice House in Minneapolis, Thursday, January 24th at 7 p.m. For information, it's icehousempls.com. Tell you what, we've got a little time here, so I'm going to go back to the number that we started this feature with, Homeward Bound. It's the Tim Sparks, James Buckley take on that Paul Simon song. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.